Welcome to Black People Love Paramore Podcast, where we chat about the seemingly random things large groups of Black people go up for.
Yeah!
I am your co-host, Sequoia.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Yeah!
Oh, my God. Jordan, what is your name?
Yeah!
Sorry, I just love this show so much.
What's your name?
I just
name?
Love this show. I'm Jordan.
And today, if you can hear the laughter, we have a special guest, host of I Can't Stress This Enough podcast, Tiffany. Tiffany, introduce yourself to the people.
What's up? I'm Tiffany. I have a podcast too, I Can't Stress This Enough, which Sequoia has been on a few times. Thanks for having me today.
Of course. Woo! Of course. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah!
How do I mute somebody? I wish we were doing this on Zoom. I need to be able to have muting abilities because Jordan doesn't know how to act today, clearly.
So excited.
He's giving me Uzi at Day in Vegas. That's what he's giving
Whoa,
me right now.
No.
Oh my God. Lucifer himself.
Yikes. Ooh, you, I don't know that that's what you want to be giving, Jordan.
Yeah, okay,
I don't
I'll dial it back. I'll dial it back. Thank you for the,
yeah,
for the note.
I'm giving Uzi at Day in Vegas.
Thank you for the note.
For
like, we adjust and we move forward.
Yikes. So I'm going to go ahead and alleviate you of your embarrassment right now and move forward. So today we are chatting about nothing other than the illustrious, the pinnacle of the Black community, really a staple here, cognac. Okay. We're going to be talking about cognac. But first, before we get into the main topic, in my defense, Tiffany, because you are our guest, I'm going to let you go ahead and start. What are you defending?
Wait. Okay, so listen. I think I know how this goes, but if I do this wrong, I apologize. But
you
I was
can't
listening
do it wrong.
To...
Jordan wings it every week. You can't do it wrong.
Hey, come on.
Okay, so in my defense, I'm defending something, right? Okay, so on your last episode, you talked about green bean casserole, which I just wanted to expand on that. I love green bean casserole, and I feel like it gets a bad rep. I think that the word casserole really deters people.
It does.
But I also will say it's one of those things that I've only had made by Black people. So I think that white people casseroles and Black people casseroles are two different things. My mom also makes a breakfast casserole. I don't eat it because I don't like eggs, but my family loves that shit. So I'm just here to say, one, I need to make you green bean casserole now that I know that you're open to it.
Please.
And two, it's green beans, cream of mushroom, some onions, some salt, some pepper. It's delicious. Like, it's so good. So
casserole.
The Cassies.
My casserole.
Casserole.
My casserole.
So I'm just going to say casseroles get a bad rep. And I think that they deserve more, you know, from Black people, at least. Like, if it's made by a Black person. Now, if it's made by somebody else, that's your own risk, but
okay. We love that. not mad at that. I had casserole made by a white person for the first time this past week. So okay, last week I told y'all about the casserole at the white Friendsgiving, right? Come to find out that green bean casserole was made by a Black person. Shout out Kimiko.
Wow.
And that's why it was hot. And that's why it really hit like that.
That's why.
Okay. There was three Black people at this party. It was me, Ryan, and Kimiko. I know Ryan didn't make it. I didn't make it. So I assumed someone else at the party made it. That was not Kimiko. Of course, the only other Black person at the party made the casserole. It was fire. Thank you, Kimiko.
This is a story of this podcast.
I had my first. What is?
If you just dig far enough, there's a nigga somewhere back there. You know what I mean?
No, 100%. There's always a nigga. If you dig far enough, you're going to find the nigga.
True.
Okay. So I had my first green bean casserole made by an actual white person, my roommate, Tommy. Made me some green bean casserole after listening to the podcast and being like, I bet you I can make a green bean casserole that she likes. And I was like, okay, let's try it. She made it. It was fire. So maybe green bean casserole, you know, it has all the ingredients I like. You said cream mushroom. I literally have cans and cans of green bean mushroom in my cabinet right now because it's one of my favorite things on the planet. I love the little onion topping that goes on that bitch. I love salt. Salt is like my favorite thing, you know. I love that.
Mine is so salty too.
I love salt.
I already know you're gonna love it. I know you are.
I like green beans, especially if they come out the can, I'll have it. Okay. I'm not mad at a canned green bean. So yeah, green bean casserole does seem to give. Thank you for defending that, Tiffany. I don't have anything to defend this week. I tried to bring something. I couldn't think of anything.
Fine, Jordan, I'll do it. It's always me having to be prepared with the, you know, the pre-prepared.
I'm so sorry.
He said if right. you ran a business, an enterprise,
you know, you as an entrepreneur. Okay, I actually do have one this week. Thought long and hard about it. So last night, I had an experience with my friend Chris. We went uptown. I tweeted.
And funked you up? I'm sorry. I had to
stop it. Continue. I went uptown between 14th Street and 125th. And I know these are West Coast heads, so I'm going to have to do some translation. So above 125th, that's where the niggas are. That's where, like, you know, that's Harlem, that's uptown, that's Dykeman, whatever.
I was going to say, the more digits. The worst.
Tiffany. Tiffany, we just started the podcast.
Listen.
She said, fuck black people.
No. I entered New York, but also in LA. It's like, the bigger the number gets, like.
It's giving. I don't know. I don't like those Negroes, is what it's getting.
No, I'm nothing like you Negroes. 100%
I'm gonna continue.
That's what she said.
Anyway, please continue.
And so below 14th Street is where all, like, you know, the cool shit, I'm using scare quotes here, the thing that you hear, like, young people going to Soho, Lower East Side, you know, blah, blah, blah. All that's downtown. And then there's this chunk of Manhattan between 14th and 125th that is kind of just like another region. Like, as someone who lives in Brooklyn. So, like there's like Midtown and there's like Upper East Side and there's Upper West Side. And you're like, this doesn't sound like, you know, places I should be, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, this doesn't sound like they're like, you know,
yeah.
The melanin is really jumping out in these regions. But I wanted to go see this movie last night, and I went up with my friend. So I wore a suit because, you know, it was between 14th and 125th. So I had to be safe, you know? So I put a suit on.
This took a turn that I wasn't expecting. Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm chronically overdressed. I love being.
I am so hot. Look how red I am.
I'm dragging this. Anyway, after the movie, we went across town to Upper East Side, which I don't know if you two know, is like, it's like where the old, it's like old money. So Upper West Side is like old, is like Jewish money. It's like the suburbs, you know, exactly. Upper East Side is like Gossip Girl. It's like old money. It's like the big, it's like where Jeffrey Epstein had his big ass townhouse and shit. I know we made it this far while mentioning him, but, you know, it was going to bound to happen. But we went to this place, me and my friend Chris went to this place called the Carlisle. It's a hotel on the Upper East Side. And they have a bar in there that's famous called Bemelman's. And it's like, I literally felt like I was in like Wall Street Money Never Sleeps or like, you know, what's it called? Like, yeah, just like, it was just like, all these big men in suits, you know, with their wives, like, making out. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? It was disgusting.
Now, what makes you think those were wives?
Quite a good point, Sequoia. Astute observation. Okay. But it was just, like, so fun. I was like, we got a fancy little drink. It was way too expensive. Chris paid for it because I bought the movie tickets. And I was like, this isn't a fair trade, but I'm not saying anything. But it was just, like, funny just watching these people. I feel like, as a black person who stays in Brooklyn a lot and is in the very certain social spheres of New York, I just don't go to those places very often. So I'm like, it's reminding me that there's, like, so many parts of the city. And LA's the same way, where you go somewhere new for, like, the first time in a while and you're like, wait, this is LA too? Like, you know, like, it's just, like, so funny. I had a great time. So in my defense, going to the Upper East Side just randomly, you should try out.
Capitalist Jordan rears his head again. You're defending Upper East Side, Jordan.
You're making
me
miss New York a little bit, though.
Tiffany, don't start. You just said fuck niggas. That's how you began this podcast.
That's not what I said. Let me see. I stayed in Manhattan. My dad's from Brooklyn, so I have a little anti-New York sentiment.
Okay,
because
you don't fuck with your dad.
That's personal.
I see.
You know what I mean? Okay. That was there.
That's beyond the paywall. Subscribe to the Patreon. We can get that. Yeah.
Go to the Patreon and we'll dive deeper into that. 100%. Okay, that was good in my defense. Thank you, y'all, for carrying the team on your back with my slacker ass. I appreciate it. Every fucking
get your
week
LLC
with this
together.
Shit. So fucking tired.
Gosh.
Y'all right. That's my bad. Okay, really quick. I did want to talk about Spotify Wrapped. Jordan, I know that you are anti-Spotify Wrapped. Okay. I'm still going to talk about it.
Because they track your data.
Right, because they track your data. You know, they're trying to, yes, I respect your privacy. You do not have to tell us any information that you would not like to tell us. But I would just like to talk about my Spotify Wrapped. And Tiffany, I know that you're very into Spotify Wrapped as well. So I would like to hear about yours. What is the biggest surprise on yours, Tiffany?
Nothing.
Not a damn
nothing.
Thing.
Nothing. I knew exactly what mine was going to be. And then I've had Spotify for a few years now. So I was like, I already know. I think I had actually a tweet predicted it and I got like 3 out of the 5 artists, my top artists, correct. So I wasn't surprised by anything. What about you? You sound like you surprised.
I'm trying to look back at my rap right quick to see what might have surprised me. I do remember being kind of surprised. I think I was surprised that none of my top songs came from 2021. At all. I don't think most of them came. They did come from 2020, but none of my top songs came from 2021. I was surprised that my top genre was dance pop, whatever the fuck that is. Spotify be making shit up. Never heard of her.
That's a genre.
Like, no, first of all, I don't even listen to dance pop.
Can we talk about the genres? Because I want to read mine, but okay.
Go
so
for
my
it.
First one is dance pop. My second one is alternative R&B. My third is pop rap. My fourth is Canadian pop.
Canadian rap was on mine.
Pop? And then like, neo soul. So the 3 and 4 is just giving me Drake. That's what they're saying?
No, 100%. No, literally is what they said is that you are a Drake head. Mine is dance pop, pop rap. Oh my God, why is it going away? Why are you doing this? Okay.
You can download.
I know. I need to hit the share button. Okay. It is dance pop, pop rap, Canadian hip hop, Chicago rap, and trap queen. What is trap queen?
I don't like that.
Trap queen is not a
hey,
genre.
What's up? Like hello. See your pretty ass soon as you came through the door.
No, I haven't listened to Fetty Wap.
1738.
Okay, I haven't listened to Fetty Wap in years, and y'all talking about trap queen. What is trap queen? Please, quickly. Chicago rap? What Chicago rap? What is Chicago rap? What are you talking about? Rappers from Chicago? They don't have a separate genre than that? Because I don't listen to drill like that. So what is Chicago rap? Kanye, is that it? Like, what are y'all referring to? Please. Please.
Dark. Maybe it's like, they're like, how can we say Kanye without saying Kanye?
Who do you listen to who might be from Chicago? Who's on the Chicago spectrum that you're listening to?
Who's on the Chicago spectrum? I listen to Chance every now and again, you know. That's really it. I'm like, who else from Chicago do I be listening to? I'll give a Chief Keef a spin once or twice, maybe. I don't know what they be talking about. I really don't know what they be talking about.
From California. I don't know.
My top artist
was
Drake.
They basically listen to Drake and Kanye.
Yep. Right, true. My top artist was Drake. They really were just dead set on embarrassing me. Spotify, I swear to God, you are trying to defame my character with this Drake slander that is a lie. I know that it's wrong. I know that my top artist is not Drake. And stop doing that, because I'm tired of that, actually, from you. Mm. I've had enough. You said that my artist of the decade was Drake. I didn't appreciate it then. You're talking about I didn't get any better after getting that note last year and that I continue to listen to this man. You're a fucking liar. And I'm tired. So whenever you're ready, stop lying on my name. I'll be here. I also had Drake as, this shit just keeps disappearing. Drake is my top artist. Ariana's number 2. Kanye West, number 3. Tyler, the Creator, is number 4. And Dom Kennedy is number 5.
What you're really saying is you love Drake and Drake's your favorite rapper. That's what you're saying.
I'm going to ignore Tiffany. What I really took from that is that I'm just very much a normie, and I was upset by that. That felt like a personal attack to me, someone who feels, quote-unquote, different. Spotify tells me that I am not at all, quote-unquote, different, and that makes me feel personally attacked. And again, I'm going to sue Spotify because I'm tired. You're collecting my data. I didn't ask for that. You're lying on me with said data, and I didn't ask for that either. And now you're affecting my sense of self. So, yeah, whenever you decide to stop.
Also, did you guys know?
Let me know.
This is where we enter the 5%er portion of the nice episode. Did you open the crack open that pineal gland, yeah, listeners, if you're listening? Did you know that Spotify Wrapped, the concept, was created, and I don't have the young sister's name on me right now, but it was created by a young sister who was interning at Spotify in 2019. And she did them for her little end of internship project. And she has not seen a dime from Spotify, who is now using her concept to generate millions of dollars of marketing and people sharing it on the internet. So wake up or go to sleep.
Or go to sleep. So wake up or go to sleep.
I think this further like goes back to your point though that Black people, you know,
you keep digging, you'll hit.
I mean, listen,
if you keep digging,
you just wake up.
Right? Listen,
or
yikes,
just go to sleep.
Wake up or go to sleep.
I can't wait to have my little Montel Jordan style talk show.
Whichever you gonna do,
daytime talk show where I'm like, everybody, wake up or. Go to sleep.
No, I love that. That's actually going to be our new theme song. Wake up or go to sleep is going to be our new theme song. I know that y'all enjoy the theme song. We're going to cut it. We're going to actually make it that going forward. Thank you.
Yo, if you're listening to this podcast and you make beats, send us beats.
If, y'all, I put together a fake album cover for Christmas, my Christmas EP that I'm not...
I haven't seen this yet.
Drop it then. That's going on the gram today. Y'all niggas gonna see this album cover and the track list today. Drop it okay? Then. And you better hope that I don't give you motherfucking bars on it for real, okay? Yeah. Anyways, that's it. Spotify Wrap. Do we have anything else to say? Tiffany, do you have any other thoughts about Spotify Wrap before we move forward? Jordan, would you like to actually give us some of your, if you have any?
Okay, I'll tell you. I'll tell you who my number one artist was, and that'll probably be it. Do we have any guesses before I reveal it?
Yeah.
Because it's pretty...
You know, I feel like it's going to be something real eccentric.
I swear to God, you are so... out of left, it's gonna be somebody I've never heard of.
Esperanza Spalding,
she said it's giving NPR's top list.
I don't know, man.
She said,
I
mean, you seem smart.
It also could be like plain white tees. Wow. I mean, the range is just vast.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. I mean, Sequoia, I think it's what you said. We're all just way more we're not different. You know, I think we think we're different, but I'm not even mad at it.
Oh my God. Wait,
do you have any legitimate guesses? Do you have any? It's not going to surprise you.
Oh my God. Wait. Okay.
No, it's not going to surprise you. It's Playboi Carti.
Hi, I'm Kate Casey, an unscripted TV expert. 3 times a week, I interview the talent, directors, producers, and hosts of television's most popular reality shows, docuseries, and documentaries. I get all the behind-the-scenes stories. I cover everything from The Bachelor, Selling Sunset, and Real Housewives to Tinder Swindler, The Last Dance, and Secrets of Playboy. Join me as I ask all the questions that you want asked. And best of all, I'm the most trusted source on what to watch every week. I will give you a guide on everything from true crime and sports to competition, calling from all streaming and cable networks. The best guests, the best shows and series, Reality Life with Kate Casey.
I'm done. Of course it doesn't survive. No, yes, yeah.
But you can imagine me in my room just headbanging to
you really be listening to Playboi Carti for real. You really be listening to Playboi Carti in your free time. That's crazy.
That's beyond the paywall.
Oh, he said he's not giving all that.
Yeah.
He said he's not doing all that. He said you gotta hit Patreon for all
subscribe
that.
Subscribe to the Patreon, everybody. You know where to find me, you know. You know my socials. I'll drop the Cash App down below if you want to. You'll pay me for that.
Right, you can pay him for that. Yes. Okay. Also, real quick, I wanted to touch on the name for our fans. I asked our Instagram, what do y'all want to be called? Because now, after Spotify Rap, it just became clear that we have fans. You know what I mean? And so I was like, oh, okay. Let me ask them what they would like to be referred to as going forward. And we have some interesting responses to this. We have 4 entries, okay? Jordan, I'm going to let you pick what we're going to call these folks, okay? 4 entries. We have niggas, okay? That was from a Black person, just to be clear. We have niggas. 2. We have the, I can't even do this right now. We have the Melanistics. Okay.
That's a cute girl group name. That's kind of cute. I like that.
Jordan's crying, y'all. Like, he's really talking about this right now. And then three, we have Melamores. Whoa. And you know what? That one was kind of doing something for me.
It's giving a house, magical house for gifted children, the Melamores.
You know what I mean? The Melamore house. Like, we're in the Melamore house. Wow, that really did something for me. Side note, I started a band when I was young, and we were called the Melismas. Yeah. Just want to put that out. Anyways. And
whores. Okay. Who submitted that?
Number four.
Who submitted that?
You want to guess?
It was Ryan, wasn't it? Wow.
It was Tiffany.
Tiffany submitted this fucking podcast. Tiffany came here to insult us.
But it was spelled P-O-R-E-S or P, but then it was a joke. I said an asterisk. You set me up, Sequoia.
God. So you brought someone who doesn't like the podcast on the podcast.
I do. She said like it so bad. It was a play on words. And I said it as a joke. I didn't even go read this shit.
She said she was trying to take the P from Paramore and the O-R-E from the end of Paramore and just, you know, add it together. Porsche, which makes sense. I get it. I understand how we arrived.
So it's obviously not going to be that one. I do like niggas. The thing I laughed so hard about niggas is because when you said, I was thinking about what we should call our fans, the first thing that popped in my head was niggas.
Niggas.
But I love Melanistics because it's a callback to a thing we said in the show. We said that Fantasia has the most Melanistic music.
If you know, you
from
know.
Any artist.
Right. Fantasia and who's on Anthony Melanistic. Hamilton. They both had Melanistics.
The Melanistics.
Oh, gosh.
That's what we said.
The Melanistics. Sounds like a 70s like doo-wop group too.
That's cute.
Listeners
or mixtape
fans, you are now referred to as the Melanistics. You have been what is that called when like a queen
knighted?
You've been knighted. You have been knighted by Black People Love Paramore as the Melanistics. So yes, there's that. Also, I am receiving just a couple comments about merch. I'm working on it. Yes, please send us things, the money for merch. Yes,
and we'll for my fellas out merch. There, if you want the 5950 new era fitties, just know they on the way. We getting to figure it out. We getting the brand. We getting the logos figured out. Yeah, we got the sweats. You know, when you kicking it, when you with your little shorty, you know, in the crib, listening to the podcast or whatever.
The gray,
you know,
sweats.
What I'm saying? So
the gray,
you know, we got you, fellas. Yeah. We got you late. We got you down too. Yeah. Okay, fellas. All right, fellas, we got you. Okay, fellas, we got you, fellas.
Fellas, okay.
Okay, fellas.
Okay, I know we have a huge male listener base, so
guys,
we will be
podcast,
sure to have a fitted
you know
for
I mean?
You, as well as gray sweatpants. Mm-hmm, it's really a guys podcast, so yeah, Barstool Sports is actually going to buy us soon, so we'll...
we're pivoting to racism. We're pivoting to racism. After this...
Not only male censorship, but racism as well. So, be on the lookout for that as well. Sponsorship's coming soon.
Dentite
will not be our only sponsor going forward. Woo! Okay, that was a long segment before we actually got into the meat of the episode. How long have we been going? That was pretty good. Okay, we've been going 24 minutes. We're good. Oh, we didn't even get to the songs part portion. Okay.
Trigger!
Okay. The segment where we talk about just one song that we've been liking lately, that it can be white, it cannot be white, it could be black, it could be, you know, black, white, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian. That's from the Cheetah Girls. Anyways, a song that I have been listening to nonstop, Ariana Grande's entire Christmas album, Christmas and Chill, the entire Christmas EP. It's been on repeat. It's only 10 minutes, which pisses me off. And I don't like the last song, so it's even shorter than that for me. But it's really just been fully just on a loop for the last probably like 36 hours, 72 hours. So
go run the track.
Yeah, that's my song. Tiffany, you have a song?
Okay. I know this isn't a safe space. I was going to be like, is this a safe space? I know it's not. It's fine. I have a Justin Bieber song that I really like. I used to be a believer. I'm not anymore. But... The Justice album isn't terrible. The MLK of it all is really trash.
Yeah, why did he do that? Why did he do that?
And I don't want to be rude because I know MLK means a lot globally, but he's also Canadian. And I'm like, do y'all go
Can
hard?
Someone explain it to me what happened?
Oh, yo. Okay, yeah. So Justin Bieber released an album called Justice in 2020. And the interludes in the album are like the transition, the skits on the album are Martin Luther King's speeches.
Like dead ass.
Like you can't even make this shit in. Shut up. Like we live in a fucking simulation, right? Okay, but Tiffany, you said do they go hard for MLK in other countries? I went to Italy this summer and they had Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Italy. In Palermo, in Sicily, in a random like town. It wasn't even like a touristy location.
Wait, I have a question though. Was that area, how was that area? Because in the US, I feel like most of the places that have an MLK street, I'm like, they put it in
the hood. They put it in the hood.
Right, purposely. But in Italy.
No, in Italy, well, it was mad regular. Like it was mad.
So their MLK street was.
Well, I guess the town in general. The town in general was a little rural. So like there was no lanes on the street or anything like that. But it was just Martin Luther King. I mean, the street was called Martin Luther. There was no stop.
The thing about Europe and European white people is that to them, American racism is way more undigestible. And it's like way more like a comic book. They're like, there were the bad people and then there were the good people, the black people. And then there was justice, you know, like, and they don't see the way that like there's just as much racism, you know, in their countries. And just like they don't like those Nigerian immigrants in Italy. Like they don't, you know, but like Martin Luther King is such a digestible figure to them. They're like, oh yeah. And he stood up for the, you know, the rights of the people and I have a dream that we're all together, you know, like it makes so much sense
I
to them. So like, I make sense to me that they'd be like, yeah, like he's cool. We like him in the same way that they love like hip hop in Europe in a way where it's like, cause it's like cool. It's from the streets. It's like black people were shooting each other and it was cool cause they made music and it's, yeah, really cool. So right. cool. Oh my God. Really cool. You from Brooklyn? 50 Cent. Yes. Oh my God. Many men.
Right. Yeah.
We.
Not
he's like we bien sûr many men is my favorite song. It's like Eminem, is that him? Yeah, he's so good, so cool.
Eminem.
Yeah, they just so it's like cool. All exotic so and cool. Like, you know, you're not low Italy.
Yeah, but yeah, justice Tiffany.
So he has a song with Burna Boy and it's called Love By You. And it's actually a pretty good song. Honestly, the album isn't terrible, but the MLK of it all does make it like terrible.
It does.
So I have to listen to songs. And yeah, and also like Justin, your relationship with the black community, like in general, like who signed off?
Wasn't he the one less lonely nigger boy? He did do that. Yeah, that's him.
We didn't forget that Justin. Video.
That was him. He also has been whining about being categorized as an R&B artist. And this album did get a Grammy nomination for that category. And out of all his albums, to be nominated for R&B, like...
Right.
Okay.
And he got like, white dreads really, recently,
but, like,
too.
This one...
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with you?
Last year I saw it. But you can't really go wrong with Burna Boy, so maybe we'll give it a spin.
Right. I think you'll actually really like it if you listen to it. And it's towards the end of the album, so I feel like a lot of people didn't make it that far.
That's fair. Do you have a song, Jordan, that you would like to?
Actually, I kind of do. Speaking of Canadians, there's this great artist, this woman named Jessie Lanza. She like makes like electronic, some might call it dance pop, perhaps. She makes like electronic kind of like dancey alternative pop music, I describe it as. And I'm a fan of her. I'm seeing Wikipedia is calling it techno pop, R&B, electronic. But she has this new thing called DJ Kicks, which is like, it's like some sort of compilation, I guess, of like electronic, like dance music. And it's really fun. I like put it on to like do work. And there's a song on there that's by artists. It's a compilation of her work and other people. So there's a song on there by this guy named Jim C. Ned called Maleka, which is spelled M-A-L-E-K-A. And yes, on this thing called DJ Kicks, Jessie Lanza. It's really good. Cannot recommend it enough. A white Canadian again. So, you know, something's in that really cold Ontario water. You know what I'm saying?
See, I actually don't know how you must not. I don't know how Playboi Carti end up as your number one because you be talking about people that I've never heard in my life.
Okay.
Yeah. I just liked it. I'm going to listen to it later. Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. Sent you the title and everything in case you need that.
I literally added it to my library. I'm very excited.
You know, because I've been, I've been kind of told. yeah, I'm kind of culturally literate, if you know what I mean.
Curator, tastemaker, some would say.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Jordan is a music journalist, a journalist in general. So, I mean, it checks. Okay. Moving to the main topic, cognac. I don't know why niggas love cognac. I'm just going to keep it 100. I'm sure there's actually a reason. Should I had researched? I didn't. Okay. So what we're doing is we're coming off top of the head. I just have questions for y'all. Okay. As Blacks, what is your relationship to cognac? Do you have a favorite cognac?
I feel like I'm 26. And so I grew up with hip hop. We're talking about cognac and like Hennessy and stuff like that. And so I feel like I've almost interacted with it initially first through music. And I'm sure there's a lot of people my age for whom that's just the case. It almost feels like a meme at this point. Like, I feel like people who actually like grew up in the hood, like that's like a thing that like people were drinking, you know? It's also become this thing where I feel like a lot of people, Black and otherwise, have like self-consciously been like, I love Henny because it's like a thing that's like, you know, it's like a meme. You're supposed to love Henny, you know? And like, do all y'all really like Henny? Is everybody really drinking dark liquor like that? Straight?
No.
What do you, because you don't mix Henny. What do you mix Henny with? I mean, there's like Henny coladas or whatever, but like, I'm a little suspicious about the whole thing. The Henny agenda. Who's really benefiting from the Henny agenda? All right. Where's the money going? Yeah, the French.
The French.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Tiffany and see what her story is.
My name is Tom Buck, and this is The Enthusiasm Project. Join me each week for deep dives exploring the world of what it means to be an independent creator on YouTube, starting your own creative business, and keeping a positive, enthusiastic mindset along the way. New episodes of The Enthusiasm Project are available every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't really drink brown. I told Sequoia, I'm 29, but I've been saying like when I turn 30, I really want to just exclusively drink brown. However, now that 30 is like almost here, now that 30 is almost here, I regret it. But in my household, we do get a lot of brown. My stepdad, his job provides him a lot of gifts for Christmas, and it's usually alcohol. So for the holidays, we usually have like a ton of Crown and a ton of like Hennessy and a ton of Courvoisier in our house, but I don't really partake. He ends up giving it out. So kind of like you, I feel like I kind of heard more about it than actually drank it. And the few times I have had it, shit burned my chest. I'm not even gonna lie. So I don't think I can really, really stomach it, but you know, I feel grown when I have it.
You feel grown when you have it.
I feel grown. Mm-hmm. Like, sophisticated.
The other thing is that, like, as we've established, I grew up in a non-American house. So, like, my mom doesn't really drink alcohol, but the little alcohol that she kept in the house was, because she's Jamaican, was white rum, like, you know, Caribbean rum. And then, like, my dad was a beer drinker, and he'd drink, like, you know, Red Stripe or Budweiser. You know, he'd be on his American tip. So, there was really no, like, brown liquor in my house. Or, like, wasn't around people drinking brown liquor growing up, really. But I'm curious, Sequoia, what is your experience with?
Okay. So, yes, my dad's side of family and my father are big drinkers. Ooh, do I want to say that?
Yeah. I know. Right. I know. Yeah, I'm like, how do I drink. Say this without making people sound bad?
No. Them niggas drink. They drink. My mom's side of family does not drink. My mom doesn't drink. My mom's side of family does drink. My dad's side of family drinks for real. And them niggas drink Hennessy, okay? They drink Hennessy, okay? To the point where those of y'all who don't know this, my dad passed away. Me and my brother, on my dad's death anniversary, pour Hennessy out every time. And it's a little joke between us. Like, we laugh a little bit. Like, we're giggling. We're like, we know he gonna need this. We know he gonna want his Hennessy. So we pour a little bit of Hennessy out. And Yeah, I went to my cousin's baby shower recently. Everybody had their little cups of Hennessy, just pure Hennessy, pure Hennessy.
I love it.
And I asked if I could have a chaser, and they ridiculed the fuck out of me. I asked if I could have some Coke.
Oh my God.
They said,
God.
You want some Coke for the Henny?
This
you
is
pussy.
What I'm saying. Like, not everybody's said, built like your
it's
cousin.
Like a rite of passage.
Everybody's out here capping. Like, nobody's drinking Hennessy like that.
It's rough.
Like, y'all are fucking lying, but no, these niggas is out here drinking Hennessy.
They're not talking about it. Like, I feel like if you have to be like, oh, I'm drinking Hennessy, it's like, are you really? Are you really?
I really just want my people to be released from the shackles of Hennessy. It's not even good. It's not good. That shit burns. It's too expensive for how much it burns. If it's that expensive, I expect that shit to go down smooth. That needs to be top shelf, premium. I need to taste damn near nothing. I taste way too much of that. My throat takes way too much impact off some Hennessy.
Okay? This is going to get us canceled.
My throat is not built like that for real. Okay, so I don't need it. That's okay. That's okay. This one right here. Okay, this one right here. And that's fair.
All I know is that when the brown liquor is pulled out at family functions, that's when I'm like, all right, put all the nice things away.
Pack it up.
The children, put them down to bed. Like, it always gets, like, hella rowdy and just ridiculous after.
Okay, so I did find one article from Slate from 2013 written by one Reed Mittenbula. It's titled Passa Cavassier. Subtitle, The Decades-Long Love Affair Between French Cognac Producers and African-American Consumers. Tell us more, Reed, about this decades-long love affair. So he goes on to say that the Black soldiers, I presume in World War II, were stationed in France. They were introduced to it during both World Wars, he says. And actually, the first ads taken out by like any spirit company, any like alcohol company in Ebony and Jet were in the 50s were actually Hennessy ads. The French knew
wow.
that like,
wow,
they had something, you know, and that Black people had an affinity for it. And he also mentions that it didn't help other brown liquors cause, like whiskey's cause, that in America, all the whiskey companies, at least at the time, were named after like grand old rebel Confederate. We hate niggas, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah. Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
General Stonewall yep. Jackson's, you know, whiskey company. And so Black people don't want to drink that. So like they went to something that sounded refined, that sounded beautiful, like, you know, like Hennessy and Remy Martin, you know what I'm saying? So, and then it just snowballed, I guess, you know, it became a thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Look, and we came to it. We always come to it. If you dig deep enough, you're gonna find the niggas, and there they are in France for World Wars One and Two, sipping on a little Hennessy, because that's what we do. You know, not mad at it at all. A little bit mad at it because I think it's overrated and it's not good, but not mad at it that much. Tiffany, I need you as Atlanta, as the correspondent for Atlanta. I just have a question. I was in Atlanta a lot this summer, and I did notice Henny Coladas, the blended Henny Coladas were everywhere. Mm-hmm. Would you like to speak on that at all? Do you have any thoughts?
First off, I don't want your audience coming for me. I'm from Marietta, okay? I rep Atlanta because y'all out here don't know where Atlanta is. So I don't want people being like, she grew up in Cobb, she's not from Atlanta. So I want to clarify that.
Okay.
Two, I mean, I feel like Black people, we're innovative, you know, that's one of our key characteristics. And so we just like to, you know, try it out with a whole bunch of things. I also will say there are some recipes that I've seen on Twitter that I low-key want to try. Like I've seen a nice like Henny and peach glazed like pound cake.
Oh no.
That looks so good.
No.
It looks so good. No.
Jesus, please release my people. We pray to you. Listen, right now. Please release my people.
As Rihanna, as the great Rihanna once said, white girl wasted on that brown liquor. That's what I want.
Wow. Well,
not all the time though.
Now I have a new perspective. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, she Cognac Queen, Passa Cavassier. There's lots of references.
That will be praying for you, keeping you in my prayers. We need you. We're calling on the big one upstairs.
We need.
Yeah.
Listen.
We need everybody for you.
Listen. While we were talking about Spotify Wrapped, I also have Apple Music, and my number one artist playing on Apple Music is Kirk Franklin, because I
a church girl.
We
have a church girl in the house.
Let's kill it back.
Here we go.
Let's
kill it back. Here we go.
Are we doing too much cursing?
Anyways. Should we pull back on that? Mm-hmm.
Let's dial it back. Let's just scale it back.
You know what?
We're doing a lot. Yeah, sorry. Wow. I didn't realize. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's fine. Anyways.
Kirk Franklin also responded to Tiffany's tweet about it. Wow. Tiffany tweeted that, and Kirk Franklin responded and was very happy to see it. He loved user into him. So yeah.
You know what? While we're joking, I bet Kirk drinks Henny. Like, low key, I wouldn't be surprised.
Kirk Franklin drinks Hennessy. You know he drinks Hennessy.
I would not be surprised.
And like he points out that like the bottles are like, drinking Henny is such a floral experience. Like the bottles are always so like elegantly designed, you know, like, and it's like very like, oh, we're drinking something fancy, you know, like it, like Hennessy, like they might make you feel like this is a premium product. And it almost reminds me of like Black people's affinity for like European designer clothes and like bags, you know, because like it's stuff that like, you know, like we've like taken out of like its original like sort of like context, you know, like those like Louis Vuitton, Dapper Dan doing all the like Gucci context, monogram like puffers, like before that was stuff that just would be on like your like, I don't know, like your luggage and stuff like that. I like person might have one of those things, you know, like it'd be like, but now we're like, oh, even like the watches, like watch culture and rap is so interesting because like they like watch culture used to be a thing that like old white men were into, you know, like let me get an Audemars Piguet, like was like dudes in like Greenwich, Connecticut, like were like buying Audemars Piguet. Now like rappers are talking about these watches that like, and like buying these weirdly esoteric Swiss watches. Hennessy and like all these like French like cognac brands are like a similar things happening where it's like we got hip to something and we're like, you know what, we're gonna go, I'm all in, you know, like we're all in on the Hennessy, like we're all in on the Douce, like this is our thing now, you know.
Wow. Yes, they do. There is Douce as well. I just added watches to the list because we definitely
don't
talk about that.
Do Black people like in Europe, like do they feel the same? Like I wonder like how they feel. You know what I mean? Or is it cool because it's cool in a Black American culture? Like I am curious.
Yeah, probably that. Probably Black American culture is a little it's pervasive. So it's probably remade its way back to Europe by way of Black people in Europe. As well, by way of African Americans in the States.
Now y'all got me one in brown. And what time is it?
Girl, it's 1:21.
Oh
no, babe. Right.
One of your sheep is wandering.
Right, sorry, Kirk, please come collect her.
She needs a revolution. In the sanctuary.
She needs a revolution really bad. Please.
Wow, my sister just texted me about Kirk.
Makes me want to stop. Okay.
Wait, does he say, do we want a revolution? Yes, that is what he says. Please.
Yes. That is what he
said. Okay. Stop it. Stop. That's
no,
super
it's
weird.
The spirit.
I'm scared. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm scared. Oh my God. God is really
the
listening
Matrix.
To me. He be listening to me all the time. I'm sorry, God. Anyways. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oof. Anyways. So YG said, dark liquor gives you energy. Is that true or false?
They're putting something in it. Because I feel like, yeah, like the dark liquor cognac drunk is a different type of drunk. It's almost like a different drug. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a different chemical experience.
It's different
in your body.
It really is. It really is.
Would I say that there's energy in it? I can't say. You know, I'm not a toxicologist. There's 5 hour, perhaps
5 hours,
perhaps 5 hour energy. You guys remember Four Locos? Oh my gosh, what a dark time.
Now I was just about to say that. Yes. Yes.
What a dark time.
Kids were dying off those shits.
Gosh.
People are dying, Kim. She was talking about kids dying off Four Locos.
No, for real.
Yeah.
Either you remember it or you don't remember it because you had too much.
Oh, Lord. I never had one of the original Four Locos. They definitely changed the formula of Four Locos. So now they don't have caffeine in them.
Because it was killing
them.
Right.
I was in the backseat of this girl's car with my friend Jack, my little bad friend. Yeah, we split one. We split an orange one. And I was like, you know, zooted, and then I realized how zooted I was because I was 15 and I'd never really been drunk like that. We finally stopped, the car stopped, we stepped outside, and I was like, it was like that right. Vine of like, I'm stoner. I was like, whoa. Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Oh yeah, that little boy. Oh my God.
It's so funny. Yeah.
Oh my my God. First times being drunk are so fun. I wish I could be drunk for the first time again because I was having the time of my fucking life. But I feel like dark liquor does not give me energy. It makes me go to sleep. Mm-hmm. If anything, vodka gives me like energy. Like I'll be energized off something light. Mm-hmm. But dark liquor, yeah. I'm not energized off that. Tequila will give me energy. Any type of tequila will give me energy. Dark liquor, no. I'm going to sleep.
Dark liquor just also makes people act an ass. Like, I don't know.
People be acting crazy off dark liquor. Tiffany, that one birthday where you was really drunk, what were you drinking?
I don't remember.
Okay, right.
Whatever right. People were buying me.
I bet you it was something dark. I bet somebody gave me
It was a lot, though. That was my fault, though, because I thought they had food there, and they didn't. So all I had was popcorn.
Right.
Yeah.
I also made the mistake of going to a bar for one of my birthdays. I think my 22nd birthday. And I blacked out and was peeing on the side of the road with my entire titties out because I had on a one piece. I only know this in retrospect. I was not Whoa. There. My roommate tells me this story that, you know, almost peed in the Uber. I had Damn. To get off in the side of the road and take my whole shirt off because I had on a one piece jumpsuit in order to pee. I wanted In-N-Out. Yeah. And that was awesome dark liquor. I know that niggas was buying me Henny shots in the bar because my friends would definitely do that. So.
Oh, Henny shots. Oh, my mm-hmm. gosh. I also can feel it. Like us just talking about it. Mm-hmm. It's making my chest hurt. Like.
Yeah, I can definitely feel. I definitely know what you mean.
I can feel it.
I definitely know what you mean. Oh, my hurts. Gosh. Garrick has this bottle of Hennessy White that is on his desk at all times. Hennessy White, yeah, that's apparently not sold. You know what I mean? A man with class, a man with taste, refined taste. Yes, 100%.
Garrick Renard.
And giving culture.
It's definitely giving culture. It's just giving different. You know, Garrick is also Caribbean.
Oozing,
you know,
luxurious.
Bernard. The Bernard is really loud on that one. So he has the Hennessy White on his desk and he takes a little, you know, a tux. He takes a shot for every accomplishment that he makes. So, you know, it's gone now because he's accomplished. You know what I mean? Because
man is accomplished. You know what I mean? Okay.
He's accomplished now.
The resume, the receipts.
It's gone now. Yeah. But yeah, that was the whole thing. And I'm just like, even young black men, Hennessy just has a hold. And I want to understand what's happening.
It's brand allegiance, right? Like it becomes a thing and it stays a thing because it was a thing. And that's how a lot of shit works. Mm-hmm. Like that's why you see old heads in the hood wearing Adidas like it's 1983 and Run DMC is still popping. You know what I mean? You're like, why are you doing with them shell toe shoes on? It's like, what you know about this?
Wow,
like,
that is so true.
It's like the whole thing. I was going to say, the other funny thing about Henny and like how like it's become like a party drink for black people is that like it's an aperitif. It's like a thing you're supposed to drink before or after a meal. Like it's like a nice little like help your stomach digest or like get you ready for them. It's like a little thing you swirl and like sip. You know, niggas are like, you know, like, yeah, it's like shit back. It's supposed to be like a little thing you, that's why you take it straight.
Niggas be throwing that shit back.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's not how it's ingested when I see it.
Oh, you're supposed to take it straight because it's a palate cleanser or something. Oh, okay. So I should drink Henny every night. I should get a bottle of Henny and just take a shot every night. Instead of my kombucha, I'll get Hennessy. Yeah.
Do y'all's friends or families reuse their Crown Royal bags or no? Is that not a thing?
Wow.
Have y'all not seen that?
I've not seen it, but I'm sure that it happens. Crown, FYI, is not cognac, but it is whiskey.
Oh, it's brown. It's brown.
Yeah, I think it's whiskey.
Yeah, my bad. I thought we were just talking about Crown.
But niggas do love Crown. Niggas love Crown as well. That is another one for sure. Crown Apple, niggas love that.
I was just thinking, like, I've literally seen somebody use, like, the Crown bag as a purse. Like, and I don't know what that's about either, but...
Was that in Atlanta, babe? Was that in Atlanta?
Don't worry about where it was. Okay,
I'm just wondering where it was. I was just asking a question. I don't understand why.
Marietta, Georgia.
You're acting this way.
It's a suburb of Atlanta.
What was it like? Well, you don't have nothing for us.
It's cool. I'd rather talk about Atlanta than Marietta. Wait. I just want to say that I was listening to y'all's last episode about the WWE and it made me remember this childhood story. But I really, really enjoyed that episode. And I liked how passionate, Jordan, you were about wrestling. I feel like I learned a lot. But it took me back because y'all were talking about how, like, when you were younger, how you used to, like, basically fake wrestle.
Yeah.
With your siblings. And it just made me remember this one time in Conyers where my older brother, who we are not really close, we were fake wrestling and he kicked me in the nose and I had one of the few bloody noses I've ever had. And it was terrible. And then we went in the house and my dad, damn, maybe I shouldn't be saying this. My dad punched him because he kicked me. and then we went back and did the same thing and went back to wrestling. So
this simply is not where I saw this conversation going at all.
Wow. I forgot about that shit until I was listening to y'all's podcast. And then I was like where is this headed? Kids did used to imitate wrestling. Anyways, sorry.
Like, thank you for listening.
Before then, my dad punched it really took me out. I'm sorry. Right. Well,
I'm sorry. I'm an overshare. I apologize.
Oh my God. That was funny. That was good. I didn't know Jordan was passionate about wrestling, but clearly he was coming off very passionate, Jordan. It wasn't giving me the passion. I was like, oh,
you knew more than
passionate.
I did. More than the average person about wrestling. Sounds passionate to me.
I mean, that's true, because I didn't know a goddamn thing and still don't know about anything about that sport, quote-unquote sport. Real wrestling is a sport. I would like to point that out. Not WWE, but real wrestling is a sport. Anyways, I think that we have covered all the things that we were supposed to cover on this episode. Yeah, unless y'all have any fun cognac stories that you would like to share, but I feel like we kind of did a little bit of that.
It's the first day of the month. Wake up, get up.
You sound like a member of Bone Thugs and Harmony.
You know that those niggas are from Cleveland, Ohio. Is that shocking? I always assumed they were from LA, right?
That hurts me. Right. As a Long Beach native, I just 100% assumed that they were from Los Angeles area. What?
Have you been claiming them?
I mean, I don't ever think about Bone Thugs, so no, I don't claim them. But when I hear them, I'll be like, yeah, that's LA niggas for sure. They're Cleveland niggas.
Wow. No, we just put some respect on the Midwest.
I hate that for them. Well, I'm sorry that y'all figured out the correct way to come about. And unless you're from the Midwest and you're one of our melanistics, then I respect you, but everybody else. No, except for Kanye West. Okay.
If you in Dayton and you mad melanated, right. shout out to you.
We know that you're in here. We know that you're listening. Y'all, thank you for joining me. Anyways, thank you all for coming on this episode. Okay, Tiffany, thank you for joining us on this episode of Black People Love Paramore. We appreciate you so much. Can you tell the people where they can find you?
Yes, all my handles are the same, Tiffany_Cherie. And then for my pod, it's I Can't Stress Pod. All those handles are the same too. Thank you for having me. This was super fun. I love the pod, by the way, Jordan. I am a fan.
She's calling us pores.
No, because I was like, because I feel like Sequoia tried to make me look bad with the pores thing, but it was supposed to be a joke. But I know he was gonna read that shit on here.
Yeah.
Now I'm not gonna send no more responses in.
Yo, what happens in the darkness comes to the light. Didn't Kirk Franklin say that? I thought Kirk Franklin said that.
I don't know. You tell me. You tell me, because I asked you to come see Kirk Franklin with me. I asked you to come see him with me at the Wiltern, and you said no.
Because what do I look like, 26 at the time, 25 at the time, going to see Kirkland Franklin at the Wiltern on purpose?
Whatever. It was like $20. It would have been a good time. Listen, with some... Awesome Brown, that shit could have been real fun. But I'm not there either.
So there's that. But anyway, this wraps up this episode of Black People Love Paramore. Y'all know where to find us. Find us at BPLP Pod across all platforms. Email us at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com if you have topics or if you want to send us some new names, melanistic. If you would like to curse me or Jordan out or Tiffany, feel free to email us there or DM us, of course. And then please, or if you want to send us a beat so I can put out my Christmas album, Christmas EP before, you know, the 25th hits, before Jesus Day comes, go ahead and send me beats. I would love to have that. Also, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I know I say this every time, and I see that y'all actually do it. So go ahead and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars only. You know the drill. And then, you know, write something. Actually type something as well. Don't just give the stars. Actually type some shit, too.
That 5 stars. I love Sequoia's voice so much. I can imagine that Jordan has beautiful, full eyebrows. I bet he's so smart and beautiful. And, like, I can't stress enough how much I love this podcast. It changes my entire life. Anyway, peace from Panama.
Period. See, Jordan just drafted it for you. All you gotta do is type that out. Just go ahead and type that out.
Yeah, there you go. I'm doing all the work.
He did all the heavy lifting. Right there. Like, he, like, carries this shit on his back. I swear to God. So just go ahead and leave that review. We appreciate that very much. And I think that's it. Do y'all have anything else you wanna tell the people? Y'all good?
Yeah, I was just gonna sing Cognac Queen, but I'm not.
And wake up or go to sleep, whichever you would like to do. Totally on you.
You choose, my boy. You choose, my brother.
You choose.
Wake up, okay? You choose, my brother. Wake up.
Totally up to you, okay? Stop using fluoride. Open your third eye, pineal gland, 100% of things. We appreciate y'all being here. Spotify Rap really did show me that y'all listen, which is crazy. Appreciate that. And we'll see you next time. Bye.